Bezrat Hashem's book begin Perek Chamisha VeEstrim, the 25th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Kehilim, Laws of Vessels, in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the laws of Medrash. In this Perek, we discuss how the Tumah of Medrash applies to different types of objects. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding vessels that become Tamei with the Medrash, which is the body weight of the Zav. Kol Pshut Dekliyot, all flat wooden vessels that does not have a receptacle, and it does not become tamei min ha-Torah by other tumas because it's not a receptacle. But if it's asuin l'shiva, it's meant for sitting or l'shchilo for laying or l'rchibo for riding. Mistama b'medris, it will have the tuma of medris, and actually, because of that, it actually will have the other tumas rabbinically. And this is kugain, for example, hamita, a bed, vakisei, a chair, vakisei, things like that. These will all have the tuma of medris. Halacha beis, hamita. It's a bed, but in the context of a dead person, it's called a bier. V'hakar, and the pillow, v'hakeses, and the cushion shall mace, as it applies to a dead person. Or v'kiseh shel kala, regarding a special chair that's designated for the kala, for the bride on her wedding day, by her chuppah. U'mashber shel chaya, which is a special chair for the birthing woman, which is made in that shape, in that form, that it should help her for the birthing. Or v'kiseh shel kovis, or the chair of the launderer, shel kovis lo bezakem, where he launders the clothing on that. Or v'kiseh shel katan sheyesh l'reglaim, or the chair of a little child that has feet. Ava b'she'im b'gur v'tavach, even if it does not have a head of a handbreadth. Kol elu mistam b'medrash, all these things get the tuma of medrash, because again, the body is weighing down and is designated for that purpose. Halacha gimel, kiseh shel barzel, a chair made of iron, shalis in the base of kisei, which is made in the lavatory, in the bathroom, the ur nosna lav, and a piece of leather is put on it, where a person sits on the leather, and obviously there's a hole in the leather, in the middle, hanei mistame b'medrus of a short tumas. So this will have tumas of medrus, because the people sit on it, and they'll have other tumas, now, because it's a receptacle. Hefesh ur ha mechupa ala barzel, but let's say the leather that's covering the iron was removed. So ha'or mistame b'medrash. So leather is going to have the tuma of medrash, and the reason for that is because it's designated for sitting, even when it's separated from the iron. But v'barzel mistame b'shar tumas. The iron, yes, it will have the other types of tumas like any flat metal vessel. But of a lib b'medrash, it will not have the tuma of medrash because a person won't sit on this vessel without the leather covering. Halacha dal traxel shel gimi, a basket of reeds, ukayitzibay, or similar types of things, which the intention is regarding things that are flatware that's not makabel tuma, hamchupa ba'ir, if it's covered with leather, so mistame b'medrus u'b'shar tumas, so it has tuma of medrus, because it's fit to sit on it when you turn it out the bottom upside down, and u'b'shar tumas and other tumas, now because again it's a receptacle, hifresh or me'olav, but let's say the leather gets separated from it. So, or mistam b'medrus, again, here also, the leather is going to have the tuma of medrus. Aval traxel tar meklum, but the traxel itself, this little basket, is going to be totally tar, shari nasi kashir b'kim, because it's like a broken vessel, where in this situation, it's not fit for sitting and not for receiving. So, again, when it's separated, it has a different status. Halacha hei, safsalon shab b'merchetz, regarding benches in the bathhouse. Where it has, it's 2 feet out of wood, so it has a tumah of medrus it's meant to sit on. But one made out of wood and one made out of marble, it's not makabel tumah, because that is not something that's makabel tumah, that which is marble, and it has supported one of the feet with that of marble. The boards in the bathhouse, if they were corked, so if they're made out of cork, it's not meant for sitting, it's just that the water should go beneath it, and therefore it's not considered that of a kli, or even that of medrus. Halacha zayin, hakakola v'hasal. There's different types of baskets, which is filled up with straw, or with pieces of cloth. Even though it was designated for sitting, it's not going to have the tumah of medrus. Why? She'en ruim liyushiva, because it's not really fit for a sitting, because the cloth, it falls out, the stuffing. And even though he's thinking about it for sitting, but he cannot create that entity, in contrast to the majority of people's intention. Now, v'msergun begemi, or v'mshicha alpiyem, but if let's say he did like a weaving on the covering, and now the moichen won't fall out, So then Mistam Medrash, then we'll have the Tumah Medrash because it's fit for sitting. Halacha Ches contains regarding different beams that were designated for sitting. Kurius Beis Abad, the beam that's used in the pressing, which is used to crush the olives to make the olive oil. Sha'asar Roisha Echad Kise, one end of the beam was made, there was a carved out in the beam a place for sitting. In Mistam Medrash will not have the Tumah Medrash, because they tell him, Amoy, get up, let us do our work. It's not meant to sit over here. Even if it has the shape of one, we need to do work with it. But in contrast, let's say he took an actual chair and he put it on the edge of the beam. Hakisa Mistam Medrash, the chair will have the Tumah of Medrash if a Zav sits on it, because the chair was always designated for sitting, and the fact that you put it onto a beam will not remove its status of a Medrash by putting it over there. But if the Zav steps on the beam, the chair is independent, the chair does not become tummy. So if you affix the chair on a large beam, or if you made the top of the large beam, you made it a chair, and the reason for that is because this beam is not designated for work, which would prevent sitting on it. So here, ain't tummy elamokam hakisei bovad. In other words, it's not considered connected for the laws of Tumah. And if, let's say, Tumah would touch, the only place that's becoming Tumah is the place of the chair itself, because, like we're saying, the beam is not connected. And therefore, the chair will become Tumah, but the rest of the beam is going to be tar. And then same thing applies with kisa shekavah bareva. If you put a chair and you affix it into a trough, shuhutar, in other words, it's not considered connected to the laws of Tumah, and if Tumah touches the trough, the chair will not become Tumah. They're considered independent entities. Alacha tesk. Tzasa kaira, if part of the beam, shemesakin hamasase sa eben leishvalav, which is, it's made that the one who's chiseling the stone, that he could sit on it, which that was their norm, that they were made at the edge of the beam, a place to sit when he's doing his work. The place where he sits, that has a Tumah Medrash. A different case, regarding the place of sitting, which is in the back of the wagon, which in the back, that's where they would put their servants. Tar, that's actually Tar She'en Eli Shibasar. It's actually a very difficult, bumpy ride over there, and if it's not considered as a distinct area to have the Tumah of Medrash, that as it's not really meant for that of appropriate sitting. Halacha Yod, Roshei Kleinosis, the edges of big beams, She'yoshin Aleim Hu'umnin, if the craftsmen sit in the B'shofen Esavonim, and they smooth the stones, things like that, Tairin, they're going to be tar. And so too, b'chein kaifis. So too, regarding a thick piece of wood, shal tmacha of one, that's just an example of the date tree, shur yeshabab, that he sits in it, a filigav tefach, even if it's a tefach high, because less than a tefach, as the Rambam says later on in the next parak, there's no tumah of medrash at all. So, but even if it's a tefach high, tar, it's going to be tar, shein zekeli, which is the same for these two cases. It's not a vessel. And b'chim bul shalait, so to a lump of wood. Avapi, shaselko, even though it was made into different shapes or colors, b'kirkamai, which they used to dye the wood in a color similar to saffron. Vaso funum l'shar, and it was actually made to beautify like a face for the gate. Still, but even things like that, inakli, it's not a vessel. Limekabel tumah, and it's not going to receive tumah shayochig, but until you actually carve out inside of it. That's all these cases where even though they're sitting in it and doing different things with it, it's still not considered as a kli and will not have tumah. Alach yudav, roshei kleinosos hachakukin. Regarding the tops of these beams, which were carved out in it, which we said the last part of the previous halacha would say shayochig, he was carved out a place to sit. So it depends. Imcha kokum ladas, if it was carved out for the intention of sitting on them, so then we'll receive tumah. Now, what if it's some chakukim? What if you found it already carved out? So imchi shabaleim, if he thought about it that he wants to use it for sitting, it will receive tumah from here and on, meaning if a zab will subsequently sit on it, then it will become tummy. Now, vimchi shabaleim chershet bekotten, but let's say a deaf mute or mentally deranged or a minor, they thought about it that it should be used for sitting. Or yodim shen shlo, or someone that's not his, term they're going to be pure. All other things that the halacha is that does not receive tumah only with intent, The intent will not be effective. Has to be the intent, the thought of the owner, which have intelligence, which owner excludes if it's not his, and b'nei deya excludes cher shaita b'kot. Halachid beis, hoisa kipa min asa'ur. If someone makes a large pile out of yeast, v'yipsha, and he dries it, v'yichtu li'yishiv, and he designated for sitting. Sa'arevot l'matars eichel, he's nullifying from its status as a food item, and he's making it into a cheer. Umistam beb medrash, you have the tov of medrash. Shadim mesha meshas, tashmisha itz, because it's functioning in the utility of the wood, and therefore it has halachic as a kli. Halacha Yud Gimel continues with mats. Machtzelas hakash, regarding a mat of straw. So mistam beb medrash, it has tuma of medrash because it's fit to lay on. Now, the shalkanim of reeds, the shalchelev, and a certain type of a grass, taharin, they're going to be tar, because it's not fit for medrash. It would seem because of the reeds that they poke, so you can't really sit on them. And as the Rambam says, b'nei she'in the rule of medrash, because it's not fit for laying on. Now, shar machtzalois, now regarding all other mats, which are made from a wider and softer grass, so imasol l'shchev, if it's meant for laying, so mekebel stuma, it receives tuma. Asol l'sichuch, if it's made for as a covering, then tar is not meant for laying on. I saw a stum, let's say it was made unspecific. So, g'day lifter, big, stum l'sichach, we presume that it's meant as a covering, and therefore tar. Katana, if it's small, stum l'shchibah, we presume that it's for laying, because it's not big enough to use as a covering, and then there's going to be kabbal tumma. Halach yedal, machtzela sha'asla konum l'arka. Regarding a mat, that there were reeds going along its length. So, tamei medrash, it's still going to have tumma of medrash, although we said before that of reeds is actually tar. Because shadayin ru'u l'shchibah, because it's still fit for laying, because you could lay along the length of the mat, and the length of the reeds are not going to get in the way. Now, ason kimin ki, if it's made like a key, which is a different interpretation exactly what this Greek letter ki is, if it's like an L shape or it's like an X shape, but be that as it may, since it's going along the length and the width, it's not going to be possible to lay down without hitting the reeds somewhere, so then tahira, it's going to be pure. Now, asla kan l'rachba, if let's say reeds were made along its width, so, if you don't have between one reed and the other one for hand breath, then Torah, it's going to be pure. Because the minimum place where a person could sit on would be 4 tefachim. You don't have that measurement, so then that's going to be tar. It won't qualify as a place to sit on. Nechlekol l'rachba. Let's say this mat split along its width, which is that the reeds actually broke. Adayim mekabel tuma, still going to receive tuma, because it's still possible to sit between the reeds that are distant one from the other, the amount of laying and sitting. L'arka, if let's say it's split along its length, so if nishtayru b'shleishim adanim, if there remains 3 bonds, which is that those who would weave the mats, they would first go ahead and spin the grass, and they would make like these long ropes. Then they would weave afterwards the mats from those ropes. When they finish the weaving, then they bond the edges of the ropes, one with the other, at the top of the length of the mat and on the bottom. And they would distance 2 tefachim between each bond. So if you have 3 bonds, shel shisha tefachim, of each one being 6 tefachim, which that's like the length of a medium-sized person, which is 3 amas, around 6 feet without the head and the feet. So adayin hidu ul medrash, so that's still going to be fit for medrash, and because there's room for a person, umestama, and it's going to be kabotum. But pachas, we got less than that, tar, it's going to be tar. Pchein sotum hitu roshi medanim. Let's say if the edges of these bonds actually were untied, well, then tar, then it's going to be tar, because then the whole weave is going to become undone. And v'avtumas midras lay to kabel hamachzeles, and also there's not any tumah midras for the mat achitagama malachta, until you go and you tie those bonds, and v'tisnakiv, which is that you cut the edges that are sticking out from that weave. K'mesh ben, like we explained in Perikei Halachah, with adding the gemar malacha, then this mekabel tumah. Halachat Zvav continues regarding other vessels, teva shepischa milmala, regarding a chest that it opens from the top. Well, then, tarim in the medrash, that's pure for medrash. In the relation of Allah, because not fit to sit on it, because that's always where you open it from. But it does receive other tumas because it has a receptacle. Pischa Mitzidah, if the opening is on the side, then Tumei Midrash of a Shar Tumas then has to also Tumah of Medrash because you could sit on it and other Tumas. Halacha Dezayin, Agola Shel Katan. A carriage of a child, which the child plays with it or learns how to walk with it, Mistamba B'Medrash has Tumah Medrash Arinishnala because the child leans on it. Halacha Yudzayin, Makel Shel Zakenim. A stick of an elderly person, tar maklum, that is tar from old things. It doesn't have a receptacle and it's not meant to support one's body, which it only assists, but one doesn't actually lay on it. Sandal shel sayadin. Regarding the sandal of those who work with lime, it's a sandal made out of wood. Mistame b'medris. It has a tumah of medris, even though it's not meant for walking. The reason is, sometimes the one who works with lime, he'll walk with that until he reaches his house, so it does have a locha of medris. Regarding the prosthetic, it's like a wooden shoe of an amputee. Sheyesh b'beis kibla kesisin, which it has, that it can receive kesisin. Which the Rambam elsewhere says that's the pieces of the flesh of the foot, that it has a receptacle for it. So mistame b'shar tumah, so it contaminates from other tumas, b'beis kibula, because of its receptacle, so it's not considered a flat wooden vessel. And mistame b'medrash, it says tumah b'medrash, sherei nishnalo, because he lays his body weight on it, and therefore that's why it's not like the same thing as the makla, as the stick, which is you don't support your whole body weight with it. Halacha chaf, ve'elu tumei mishum merkav. The following have the tumah of merkav, of something that you ride on, which the tumah of merkav is less severe than that of tumas mishkav b'moishav. You have mardash shel chamara, the saddle cloth of a donkey, v'tapeton shel sus, and the saddle of a horse, where the one who's riding leans his feet on that, v'kar hagamal, and the cushion of a camel, v'ukav shel na'oko, and the naka is like a white camel, which is very difficult nature, and it's hard to control them. So it's a very strong saddle that's made for them, and or a bite. B'chol k'itzvam, all things like that. These are all merkav that one rides on them. Halucha shemenicham agabe chamor, regarding the boards that are placed on the donkey. V'achkech nusin l'vamasoi, and then you put the load on it. And sometimes the one who's leading the donkey will sit on it. Still tahiris, it's pure because it's primarily made for the donkey to make it lighter on the donkey, and therefore it's not makabel tumah at all. The ma'aser d'ur l'merkav, but if it was fit for riding, and then tumah, then it would have the tumah because then it's meant for riding, like we said, that of merkav.